Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. What's going on, family? What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow. Y'all already know it's another broadcast of the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back for another broadcast of the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. Check it out, family. This is the first broadcast of 2023. First, let me say happy, blessed, and prosperous new year to you all. Those of you who I have not connected with yet in this new year, it being the first podcast, the first broadcast here on Purpose Kingdom Network, even here streaming live tonight on all of the By Faith Be Good Ministry Incorporated social media pages. Listen, family, it's about to go down. Y'all already know the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. It's an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. I'm excited about the word of God that's getting ready to go forth tonight. And I pray that you are excited as well. Listen, in this new year, the Lord laid it on my heart to encourage all of you to dominate in this new year. God really wants us to flourish and thrive in this new year, thriving, right, flourishing and fulfilling the purpose that God created us to fulfill. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm encouraging you in this new year to not hold back, to not be hesitant, right, to not compromise who you are, but stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that through Christ, you've been given new life to dominate. Listen, everything that you're believing in God for in this new year, if you believe it, you can expect it. So let's prepare for it. And the reality of the matter is, family, we should already be ready, right? The things that we're believing in God for, the doors that we're believing in God to open, we know what the Lord has shown us. We know what he spoke to us. So let's be in position, stay in position, and own our position. So check it out. There is a word from the Lord tonight for you. Hallelujah. So let's come together and press forward. I'm going to open up in prayer, but I do want to take a moment, family, to say what's going on to all of our Facebook family. What's going on to all of my Instagram family? What's going on to all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family? What's going on? As I always say, family, what's going on? Listen, shout out to all of God's messengers, all of you out there who pour into the people of God, whether through Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to my PKN family. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Toy. She's so dedicated and faithful to this vision, and we just thank God for her. So listen, I don't want to belabor the time. I don't want to prolong. I only got an hour, family. So let's go ahead before the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to go ahead and give you what God gave me. Amen? All right. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We honor you, God. We worship you, God. We adore you, God. We exalt you, God. We lift you up high, God. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. You're higher than all the earth. You reign supreme. You're in control. You have all power. There's nobody like you. Father, we come together tonight simply to decree and declare, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, set the atmosphere wherever we are. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that there's no distance in the spirit. And so we decree and declare, have your way. Have your way. Be in the midst of every home. be in the midst of every job, be in the midst of every school, every college, even every daycare, God, wherever your children are, even those in transit. Father, we say have your way. Be in the midst of every community. We pray that your love and your presence be felt tonight. And even as we continue to press forward, we pray that you bless your word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that we install it, live by it, and share it with others. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, walking by faith and not by sight. And it is so. Speak through me. Speak for me. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let you be glorified, God. It's not about me. It's not about us. But it is and always will be all about you. And it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, family, listen. Let's get into it. It's 5 minutes after the hour. And I want to make sure that I give you everything that God gave me to pour into you. All right? And so let's go in. Glory to God. So tonight, I want to share with you what we're going to be getting into, family. And, you know, we've been in this series titled Keep Faith. Your faith. Right? And so our foundational scripture for this series is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And the word of God says, his word is at work in those who believe. His word is at work in those who believe. Right? And so you've heard me say plenty of times throughout this series, when your faith is in motion, God's word is working. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. When your faith is in motion, so is the new job. When your faith is in motion, so is your healing. When your faith is in motion, so is the vision. When your faith is in motion, so is your provision. Everything you're believing in God for, it's in motion. It's on the way. It's getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. But most importantly, when your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Listen, when you activate your faith, you activate God's word, and God's word becomes your reality. I want to say it again. When you activate your faith, you activate God's word, and God's word becomes your reality. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So check it out, family. We're going to get into tonight's focus, right? We are in part 9. Hallelujah, of this series titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. And so tonight, you know what? I forgot to put it in so that it can be on the screen, but it's okay. I'm going to tell you what it is, all right? So our focus for tonight, family, I'm going to be speaking to you from the subject, Feed Your Faith, God Responds to Faith. Feed Your Faith. Because God responds to faith. I'm going to say it one more time. Feed your faith because God responds to faith. All right? So let's go. So the scriptures that we're going to focus on tonight, starting with Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, good evening, Miss Washington. God bless you. Much love to you. The word of the Lord says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then the second scripture we're going to get into tonight, there's some other scriptures that you're going to hear me say tonight, family, a couple other scriptures. But the main two scriptures we're going to focus on tonight is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And then the second scripture is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And the word of the Lord says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All right? So let's get into it. And so we see here in Romans chapter 10, this is a call to salvation. If you've ever read Romans chapter 10, we know the famous, familiar scriptures, Romans 10 and 9. You know, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And one of my other favorite scriptures in this chapter in Romans chapter 10 is Romans 10 and 13. You're going to hear me say them again tonight, where it says, "For whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so check it out, family. Paul, you know, Paul was a great messenger for God. He was a great preacher, right? And so throughout Romans chapter 10, you know, Paul, you know, as he's preaching to the Gentiles, you know, his heart is broken for his people, Israel, for God's people, Israel, right? And so not just Israel, but to all who he was assigned to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ to, which is also the Gentiles. And so Paul, he prays that they will be saved. He prays that they will be saved through faith in Christ. Their enthusiasm for God is made useless by their attempts to be made righteous by their own law-keeping efforts. You know that back then they tried everything to keep the law, but Jesus fulfilled the law. Amen? And so because Jesus fulfilled the law, we don't live according to the law. We live by faith in Christ according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they were trying to be made right by God by keeping the law instead of by faith in Christ, having faith in the Lord. And so what then is required to be saved, family? What then is required to be saved? One must confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And so the same is true for both Jew and Gentile, for both Jew and Gentile. Remember, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Hallelujah. To those who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Anybody who makes the decision to believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. You have to believe that he is the Son of God. You have to believe that he is the Messiah. You have to believe that God raised him from the dead, that he died for our sins, and he rose with all power, and that he's given us life abundantly and life eternally. Hallelujah. And so, family, one must confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead. And the same is true for both Jew and Gentiles, right? God waits patiently for Israel to turn and believe in him. And so here it is. After accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, family, after accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, we must then maintain our faith in him through his word. We must then maintain our faith in the Lord, in God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must then maintain our faith in him, all right, through his word. So the word of God stimulates us, inspires, and nourishes our faith to grow stronger, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to say that one more time. The word of God stimulates us, inspires, and nourishes our faith to grow stronger, because as we've learned tonight, hallelujah, and even through spending our own time in the word of God, God says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are created, family, to progress in faith. We are created to progress in faith, to advance. Here it is. This is what needs to take place in 2023. Hallelujah. We are created to progress in faith, to advance and develop toward a better, more complete state of well-being. Hallelujah, because there's no way you can walk by faith and not be healed. There's no way you can walk by faith and not be delivered. There's no way you can walk by faith and not experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so our faith has to evolve. Our faith has to grow, right? Our faith is to progress, and so that we can advance and develop toward a better, more complete state of well-being, because God created us to prosper. God created us to be victorious. God created us, hallelujah, and watch this, gave us dominion over the earth, hallelujah. And so the word of God brings clarity, understanding in times of perplexity, right, and confusion. The word of God brings clarity and understanding. The word of God brings the message of peace. The word of God brings the message of peace. Come on, when you feel frustrated or as if you're going to be stressed out, get into the word of God, because God can give you his peace through his word that passes all understanding, that shall keep your heart and mind through his son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, family, we must fill our hearts with the word of God, which will strengthen our faith and give revelation. That is very important. You need to write that down. Can somebody write that down tonight? Get your pen, get your paper, because here it is, family. When the word of God is being released, it is important that we are able to retain what was released, that we are able to retain what was poured into us, right? We don't want to be religious. We don't want to just go through the motions. We don't want to just go through the formalities. We have a real personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when God's word is going forth, we need to make sure that we are applying God's word. We need to make sure we are meditating on God's word, that we are living out God's word by faith. And so when declarations are declared, when a decree is set forth, hallelujah, glory to God, when God's word is spoken, hallelujah, you can always get into the word of God and meditate on the scriptures, right? Get into the word of God and labor in his word. But when God speaks through his chosen vessel, hallelujah, through his Holy Spirit, come on tonight, we got to take some notes, because we need to retain what was spoken so that we can put our faith on it. Hallelujah. So we can see the manifestation of the word of God. So I just want to share this with you, family. Therefore, you know, having God's word and feeding our faith with God's word, God's word, the word of God, will strengthen our faith. And here it is. Will give revelation. How many of you need a revelation in this new year? Come on. Listen, as Dr. Winston always says, Dr. Bill Winston, shout out to him. Listen, as he always says, one revelation can change your whole life. One revelation through the word of God can literally change your whole life. I have conversations with people, and I even tell them, when it comes to prosperity, when it comes to us prospering, when it comes to us overcoming, all you need is one strategy from God, one idea, one download. Woo! God will download in you a way of escape. He'll give you strategies. He'll give you business ideas. He'll give you witty inventions. Come on, God will give you a download that will change your life and the lives of those who are connected to you. Amen. This is why we got to spend time in the presence of God, because he wants to pour into us so we can succeed. Glory to God. And so God's word will strengthen our faith and give us revelation. You know, when I pray, I ask the Holy Spirit. I ask him, hallelujah, not it. I ask him, glory to God. I ask him, Lord, I said, Holy Spirit, give me God's wisdom, godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. Give me godly wisdom, spiritual knowledge, understanding and revelation through the word of God, right? I need the Lord to expose me to what he wants me to know. I need God to reveal to me the next move. Glory to God. I need God to show up, show out in my life. And I pray that you desire the same. I almost started preaching right there. All right, so check it out. So many of you, family, have heard me say before, get into God's word and let God's word get into you. The word of the Lord says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what is God saying? What's in you is what's going to come out of you. You feel me, Brother Rob? I know you're listening tonight, Minister Hudson. He says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What's in you is what's going to come out of you. Glory to God. So we have to get into the word of God so the word of God can get into us. Glory to God. God's word established in our inner man, our inner man, and shout out to all the women, your inner woman. Glory to God. You know, we have to get God's word established in our core. And our spirit man, and our spirit, shout out to all the women again, your spirit woman, glory to God. And so check it out, family. Not to feed your faith, God responds to faith. You can't even get God's attention without being in faith. Faith, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You have to have faith. For by grace we are saved through faith in Christ. Faith is necessary. Faith is important. Hallelujah. This is why God gave me the series in 2021 going into 2022, things that contaminate your faith, because you cannot allow your faith to be contaminated. And I'll give you the information on where you can get that book later in the podcast. Stay tuned, family. But I'm letting you know that you have to be in faith, the word of God. This is one of the main ways to keep your faith in motion. It is through the word of God. No matter what you may face, family, in this new year, getting into the word of God, you can find out what God said about what you're going through. I'm going to help somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Getting into the word of God, Miss Washington, you're going through, whatever you're faced with, whatever you're up against, you can get into the word of God and find out what God said about what you're going through, what he said he will do for you concerning that situation, also finding out what you need to do concerning that situation as well, because we also have a part in it when we are in faith. Glory to God, right? And so, listen, when God says he'll always provide a way of escape, that means he's going to give a strategy. That means he's going to give you a download, right? If you're dealing with a financial struggle, he's going to give you an idea, a strategy, a witty invention. He's going to give you something that is going to produce wealth. Like, we got to understand the flow of God. Hallelujah. That's another word for another time. I want to be in the right flow. Anybody want to be in the right flow tonight and all the days of your life? Listen, when I get started, the Lord, he be dropping stuff in my spirit, y'all. I want to be in the right flow, right? I want to be in the flow of God. Watch this. I want to be in the flow of God and not in the, listen, here it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want to follow the way of God and not be in the way of God. Oh, that's heavy. I want to follow the way of God and not be in the way of God, right? I want God to flow. I want to be in the right flow. Glory to God. And so, family, you know, God, you know, he has a scripture for literally any and everything we will ever experience in this earth. God always has a solution. God always has an answer and will always make a way. God. So when you're going through what you're going through, anything that may come your way, anything that you may have even carried into 2023 from 2022, get into the word of God and see what the Lord says about it. You can release it, so that you can press overcome it, so that you can press forward from it. Jesus' name, glory to God. And so although we live in the world, we're created and called to have a desire for God's word and his will to take our precedence, right? To take our precedence over all our own needs and desires. Amen? Because what you can't find in the world, you can always find in Jesus. What you can't find in the world, you can always find in the Lord. See, I love William McDowell's song, Satisfied. He says, if I take what the world has to offer, I'll have to come again and again and again. But if I drank from the living water, never thirst again. Jacob's well will never do, so I'll draw from you, Lord. This old world will never do. I will draw from you. And so although we live in this world, we're created and called to have a desire for God's word and his will more than our own needs and desires, because what you can't find in the world, you can always find in Christ. God, being who he is and what he does for us, is eternal and satisfying and never temporary. Can I say that again? Somebody ought to write that down, because you got to remind yourself. Here's one of the main things that takes place, family, when you get into the Word of God to feed your faith. You are reassuring yourself. You're getting reassured. You have a moment of discouragement, you're getting reassured. You're refreshing yourself. You're renewing your mind to what God says about you, to what God says concerning who he is, to what God says concerning what he's able to do. When you get into the Word of God, you're renewing your mind. This is why I've told y'all many times before, when it comes to pressing forward and being victorious, when it comes to renewing your mind, it is going to God first. That's the first order of business. Amen? So God, being who he is and doing what he does for us, it is eternal, satisfying, and never temporary. Limit and no restriction to what God can do. Hallelujah. All things are temporary except the word of God, which will last forever. The word of God is our substance. Hallelujah. We live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is the word of God that gives us the strength to face the realities and difficulties of life. The word of God gives stability to our lives. Come on, family. The word of God always gives us security and assurance and fulfillment, guaranteeing us of what God is faithful to do. The word of God will always give us security and assurance of fulfillment, guaranteeing us of what God is faithful to do. We must pay careful attention, family, to what the Lord is saying to us through his word and live by faith according to the word of God. The word of God rescues us from danger and destruction. Listen. The word of God rescues us from danger and destruction. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's so necessary that we feed our faith with the word of God and stand firm on the word of God. Hallelujah. Listen. It's so powerful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew. I feel the presence of God tonight. I feel like just stopping and just giving God praise. Hallelujah. Because I feel his presence. Hallelujah. And I want to exalt him. I want to lift him up high. I want to glorify God because he's so good. And when I feel his presence, I know he's in the room. And when he's in the room, everything not like him has to bow down. When he's in the room, I'm covered. When he's in the room, I'm made whole. When he's in the room, listen, that's hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, come on, family. Let's press forward by faith. I've shared a revelation that the Lord showed me with you all before as well. So in Matthew chapter 17, y'all see I get carried away sometimes. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, you know, he says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah. He says, Pastor Toy, he says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you shall speak to the mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed and go into the sea, and the mountain will move and go into the sea. In other words, what the Lord is saying is you can speak to that obstacle. You can speak to that sickness. You can speak to that struggle and say, be over. Money comes to me now in Jesus' name. I shall have what I say. I speak those things that be not as though they are. I am a child of God. I have power in what I say. So I decree and declare I shall never struggle again. I am an overcomer. I am a child of God. I am victorious. I am joint heir with Jesus Christ, and I have access, full access to the inheritance of God, because I have a relationship with the Lord. Biggs, what's going on, bro? Miss you, man. Love you. And so check it out. He says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. So here it is. Here's the revelation. Having faith the size of a mustard seed, it's effective. That's all you need. Faith is the size of a mustard seed. But what do you do with the seed? What are you supposed to do with the seed? Help me out, family. You plant it. And when you plant it, it produces a harvest. Oh, it produces a harvest. Even if you haven't noticed, even if you plant a apple seed, what happens? It produces an apple tree with many apples. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. And so, you know, produces many apples. So in your spare time, family, I want you to Google a mustard seed tree. Google a mustard seed tree and look at how big and how strong and how tall that mustard seed tree is. Google it. Let me tell you tonight how your faith's supposed to be. That's where your faith is supposed to grow to. God says we can have faith the size of a mustard seed, but you got to take that mustard seed and plant it in the word of God. That's the revelation. You got to plant that mustard seed faith in the word of God so that the word of God can nourish your faith, and your faith will evolve. Your faith will progress. Your faith will grow. Your faith will enlarge. Your faith will be tall, wide, and strong. Your faith will be unshakable. Your faith will be unmovable. Your faith will not waver. Your faith will have stability. When you think of a tree, its roots go deep down into the ground, and a tree cannot be uprooted. And I'm telling you tonight, when you take that mustard seed faith and you plant it in the word of God, Miss Washington, hallelujah, your faith will be established in the word of God, established in who God is, and your faith will not be able to be uprooted. Luke, Jesus talks about faith without root. Faith without root. I believe it's chapter 8, verse 13. He talks about faith without root. He says, when you hear the word of God, you get excited. But then soon as temptation comes, your faith falls away. The book of Luke. He talks about faith without root. Religion. We're in church, and we're all excited because the pastor is preaching, and it's a feel-good moment, and we're excited about what he or she is saying. And then soon as we leave the church, many people, as soon as they leave the church, they go right back into depression, right back into worrying, right back into their feelings in the moment. But then soon as you leave the same way you came in. Can I encourage somebody to leave different than the way you showed up when you are in the house of God? Can you receive the word of God and apply it to your life, apply it to your situation? Can you hold to God's unchanging hand? Can you remain focused? Spend time in the word of God. And so check it out. Here's another scripture, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. What's going on, family? Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, he says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is why you got to feed your faith, because God responds to faith. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so in Matthew chapter 4, we read about Jesus after his baptism. We know this is very familiar. He's heading to the desert. He's heading to the wilderness where he fasts for 40 days and 40 nights. And at that time, Satan comes to Jesus to tempt him. Because Satan knew Jesus had been hungry, Satan told Jesus to turn the stone into bread. Come on, if you're familiar with the word of God, listen. And just as he did with Adam and Eve, Satan was trying to get Jesus to do something that wasn't a part of God's plan for his life. Satan, the serpent, he deceived Adam and Eve and got them to do something that was not a part of God's plan for their lives. And here he is in Matthew chapter 4 trying to get Jesus to do the same. And so in the word of God, Jesus is teaching us, family, that we ought to walk like him, talk like him, and be like him. We should always be anchored to God and his word in every aspect, in every area of our lives, no matter the temptation. Family, we have to make God's word the firm foundation on which we stand. Nothing can stop God's word. Nothing hinder God's word from being manifested. Yeah, Satan knows the word of God as well, but what makes the difference is faith. See, remember when Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, and he quoted Psalm 91. The devil knows the word too. And sometimes he'll try to use God's word to manipulate you into doing something. This is why you have to have discernment. Discernment comes from the Holy Spirit. You got to learn how to discern following the leading of the Holy Spirit. You can also learn how to discern by having a prayer life. So the more you pray, the more you tap into the spirit realm. The more God will elevate you into different dimensions of prayer. Listen, he'll open your eyes and show you some things. You'll be sharp, a sharp flow. No surprises. You'll be able to pick up what's happening in your environment so that you know what to pray for. You'll be able to see the enemy a mile away and be able to stop him in his tracks way before he try to come up against you. You'll be able to shut him down, blocking every plot, every attack of the enemy. You'll be able to know what's going on in your community, and you'll be able to know what to pray for, and you'll be in position to be an intercessor, and you'll begin to intercede, and God will begin to use you mightily through prayer. Prayer life is so important. Can be an intercessor. Listen, it's another word for another time, but God will do things for other people because of the favor that's on your life. You've been faithful to God. You have a prayer life. You've been laboring in the word of God. You've been diligent in seeking God. You've been obedient to God. So God has his favor upon you. And when you go to God in prayer and you begin to intercede on behalf of others, God will show up and do what needs to be done in their life simply because of the favor that he has on your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word for another time. We have to make God's word the firm foundation on which we stand. And so, family, no matter what we experience in life, we got to learn how to keep our faith in motion. What the enemy tries, keep your faith in motion. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Don't quit. Don't give up. Never give into temptation, but stand firm in who you are in Christ and keep your faith in motion. Family, keeping your faith in motion, feeding your faith with the word of God, because God responds to faith. Hallelujah. If this is good to you tonight and you're on the live stream, come on, type amen. If you're listening to the broadcast, you ought to shout in your home, wherever you are, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul, he even said once again in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so, you know, Paul knew that there's power in the word of God. He was able to stand firm as he declared it to the Gentiles. Paul knew there was power in the word of God. There is power in the word of God. There will always be power in the word of God. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word judges the intent of the heart. God's word prunes. God's word grooms. God's word equips. God's word even convicts. Oh, I want to share with somebody tonight. You've heard the word of God and you've been convicted. Can I help you on tonight? Conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is not an opportunity to run from God. Conviction is an opportunity to grow in God. The knowledge of Christ. It is an opportunity to make a wrong right. Stop running. Stop being in your feelings. Stop feeling some type of way. Stop leaving the church because you feel as though your church hurt because of what was said through God's word. You got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you feel some type of way, do an assessment. Do a self-assessment of what you need to change so that you can be in alignment with the Lord. Running away from God. You can run, but you can't hide. All right? Glory to God. In chapter 1, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Never be ashamed of the word of God. It is the power of God at work in you, saving and bringing salvation to everyone who believes. Hallelujah. We cannot be ashamed, family. Cannot be ashamed. Cannot be ashamed to love God, to serve God, to trust God, to commit our life to being in and maintaining a personal relationship with the Lord. You can be confident that Jesus loves you. He's with you. He covers you. And no matter what happens in this world, Jesus will always fulfill his word in motion so that his word can be fulfilled. Amen? Hallelujah. And so here it is once again, family. When you get into the word of God, let the word of God get into you. Only challenges or obstacles, you will always overcome by being in faith. When you get into the word of God and you let the word of God get into you, you will only progress. You will only progress. You will only succeed. You will overcome every challenge and every obstacle. You will always overcome when you are in faith. Break this down, and then I'm going to give you the greatest opportunity you're ever going to have in your life for those who've never had this opportunity before. Listen, the word progress means to advance or be developed toward a better, more complete, or more modern state. Every day God blesses us to see, each week we're blessed to press forward in by faith, our faith should be progressing. On a daily basis, the more we hear God's word, the more we grow and nourish our faith so we can be effective in fulfilling the purpose God assigned to our lives and enjoying the abundant life God created us to live. To progress is to succeed. To progress is to succeed. To progress is to overcome. To progress is to mature. To progress is to be well equipped. I want to say it one more time. To progress is to succeed. To progress is to overcome. To progress is to mature. To progress is to be well equipped. Just as we have to nourish our bodies with the right foods so that we can continue to grow stronger and be healthy, in the same way we have to nourish our faith with the Word of God so we are established in who we are in Christ, pressing forward by faith on a firm foundation that will never be shaken. 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have to maintain your focus to maintain your faith so that what God said will manifest. Can somebody write that down tonight? You have to maintain your faith so that what God said will manifest. You got to bring this to your remembrance, family. You can't write it down. Ask the Holy Ghost to bring it back to your remembrance. Because that's what he does. God, you got to remind yourself. Write this down so that when you revisit it, you got to remember that you have to maintain your focus, to maintain your faith so that what God said will manifest. Faith is the formula for the full manifestation of God's word. No matter what's happening, family, around you, you can't allow yourself to become distracted. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in your feelings, because anxiety, worrying, and fear will have you caught up in yourself, trapping you, trapping your thoughts, your God-given purpose, all that God has in store for you, suffocating you as a stronghold. The devil is a liar. Keep your faith in motion, because God always gives you the power to break out of where you are, to press forward victoriously. So before I close this thing out, and before we have some announcements, give you the greatest opportunity you will ever be presented with. I want to give you an opportunity to make the greatest decision you will ever make in your life, because there will never be any other decision that you will make that will be greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ into your life. I want to say that again. There will never be any other decision that you will make that will be greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. So y'all already know I declared them earlier, and I'm going to declare them again. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. And also Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. So here it is, family, for making your life. Somebody tonight is asking the most important question that you will ever ask. What must I do to be saved? I'm telling you right now, open up your mouth and ask the Lord to save you. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter where you've been, who you've been around, what you've done, the mistakes you've made. Amen? It don't matter. Open up your mouth and call on the name of Jesus. Shake off how you feel. Call on the name of the Lord so that you can get what you need. Salvation, healing, deliverance. Come on, get free. Get free tonight. Get set free tonight. Break out of bondage tonight. Break away from the bad habits tonight. Break away from the small thinking. Break away from the negative thoughts. Break away from the suicidal thoughts. Break away from the depression. Break away from the stress. Break away from the personal opinions of others. Break away tonight by accepting Christ. If that's you, repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned, falling short seed. That's right. God. Seed. That's for my sins. And rose with all power. Seed. Jesus Christ, so real, so alive. Jesus, save me. Accept you, my Lord, personal Savior, to my heart, to my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, to my heart, to my life. Stay in my life. Have your way, that I live according to God's word, will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. If you repeated that prayer after me, you got saved. Right now in this moment, you've officially taken ownership of being a part of God's family. And we say welcome into the family of God. Welcome into God's family. The first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God. Y'all can encourage and inspire each other to stay focused, pressing forward by faith, showing each other an abundance of love, letting the love of Christ flow through you. In this name, walking by faith and not by sight. Let's connect. Kingdom Network, connect with By Faith Legal Ministry Incorporated. We want to help you on your faith journey. Connect with us as we continue to pour into you so that you'll be inspired to stay focused and always press forward by faith. At this time, family, listen, I don't want you to log out. I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay tuned in. We got some announcements coming, and then we're going to come back and close it out, and then we're going to press forward by faith and get excited about what the Lord as in store. So I'm going to ask Brother Rob or Pastor Tory to come on with our announcements.
All right, all right. Praise God for tonight's show and episode. We really appreciate, you know, you going on with keeping your faith in motion. And, you know, just to have a part nine is a blessing. And, you know, we just want to keep continuing on, you know, keeping our faith in motion. So real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, whether you listen to us on or you listen to us online, we greatly appreciate your listenership and your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we also express a special thanks to those that share with their friends and family member, letting them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live show, you can call in at the number of 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to speak to our host, you can press the number 1. We also do invite you to send us an email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can just simply say hello, send a prayer request, or just say hi. If you're in need of a Bible, just please let us know, and we'll go ahead and we'll see if we can go ahead and send you out a Bible. All right? And also, we do have a radio network, which is Purpose Kingdom, purposekingdomradio.com, where you can listen to 24 hours of music of inspiration. You can also contact us either Twitter or Instagram at purpose_kingdom. With God's will, God's blessing, tomorrow evening, we will be having another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network at the 8:30 p.m. hour, and it's going to be self-expressions, and it's going to be hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. So please feel free to join in and let your friends and family members know that we will be broadcasting tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour, Eastern Standard Time, and it's going to be the show Self-Expressions hosted by Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. All right, and with that being said, it's going to be the end of our announcements, and we're going to hand everything back over to Minister Bernard.
Amen. Amen, family. So check it out. I want to encourage you, family, tonight. As I close this out very quickly, I want to get something on the screen. If we can find it. There it is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, family, check out Shop BFWG. Go to www.shopbfwg.com. You can pick up my latest books, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. You can also pick up the 3 P's, Keep Pressing, Keep Praising, and Keep Praying. You can also pick up my first book, Minister Bernard Morrow, Morning Devotional, Inspired to Press Forward, 31 Declarations and Devotions that will inspire you to press forward by faith. Amen. So check it out, family. Let's go ahead and close it out. And so here it is. Feed your faith. God responds to faith. You got to feed your faith because God responds to faith. Here it is, family. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, but without faith, it's impossible to those that come to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, right? And I want to read it again, and I'm going to get it on the screen so you all can see the word of the Lord for yourself. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, okay? So understand how important it is to believe God, family, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Every journey through life, trusting in the promises of God and holding fast to his word is a vital key to developing our faith in God. Trusting in God, trusting in his promises, holding fast to his word is a vital key to developing our faith in God. Amen? So check this out. You got to be in faith. Unless because of God's grace and his mercy or because of his favor, you may not like this, but you can't have nothing without having faith in God. Unless God show faith. See, let me help you tonight. This is the difference between faith and favor. Another word for another time, but I want to share this with you. This is the difference between faith and favor. Favor, when he shows favor, it's God just does it. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to request it. You ain't got to look for it. When God shows favor, he just makes it happen. The money just shows up. The job is just yours. The door is just open. Things are just flowing. Amos 9:13, it's flowing, manifesting, fully, right? It's swimming because you got blessings on blessings on blessings. When God shows favor, he just does it. Faith is when you got to do something. Faith is when you got to get in position. Faith is when you got to trust and believe in God without wavering. You got to have faith in God to receive what you're believing in God to do in your life. Unless God shows favor, you got to have faith. Faith is the only way that will get us all the way through. But without faith, it is impossible to please God, for those that come to God must believe that God is God. You got to believe that God is God. Be going to God in the first place if you didn't believe. And you got to diligently seek him. Just because it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen, how you wanted it to happen, every time you wanted it to happen, doesn't mean you should shut down seeking God. You got to seek God at all times. Understand how important it is to have faith, because without faith it is impossible to please God. I want to encourage you, family, as you position yourself, hallelujah, as you position yourself, created and purposed you to do in 2023, there's something that should never stop flowing, never be paused. It should never waver. Removed by doubt, fear, or worrying, that is your faith. Say that one more time as we close this thing out. As you press forward and remain faithful to what God purposed you to do in 2023, there is something that should never stop flowing. It should never be removed. It should never waver. Your faith. Allow fear, doubt, or worrying to remove your faith. Family, if there's anything that you need to be doing in this new year, and as you press forward in the years to come, bring your faith in motion. You got to feed your faith because God responds comes to faith. So check it out. Be encouraged. Be inspired. Stay focused. You got to maintain your focus to maintain your faith so that what God said will manifest in your life. Maintain your focus to maintain your faith so what God said will manifest in your life. One more time. Maintain your focus to maintain your faith so that what God said in his word will manifest in your life. Feed your faith with the word of God because God responds to faith. Y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith. I love y'all. God bless you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.